Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Relieving Constipation from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this download, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to talk a little bit about constipation, the discomfort it causes, and constipation relief. Constipation is an acute or chronic condition of the digestive system, in which bowel movements, the removal of solid waste from the body through defecation, occur less often than usual, or consist of hard, dry stools that are painful or difficult to pass. Everybody's different when it comes to frequency of bowel movements. Some people pass stools every day, others every other day, or even less often. If you've been going to the bathroom less often than is normal for you, or you've been finding it more difficult to pass stools than is normal for you, then you're constipated. Constipation can lead to a loss of energy, a sense of discomfort and bloating, and it can certainly take away from your day-to-day enjoyment of life. Constipation can be caused by diet, insufficient fluid intake, lack of exercise, stress, and illness, and is also a side effect of some medications. If you find that you're habitually constipated, it's important to consult a doctor and check that everything is well from a medical point of view. However, psychological and emotional factors can also contribute to constipation, and when seeking relief, these factors also need to be taken into account. For example, it's common for people to go away from home and find they become constipated. Some people may go away for a 2-week vacation and be constipated the whole time. This may be partly due to the temporary change of lifestyle and diet, but people also report feeling unable to pass a stool when in an unfamiliar environment. It's a fact that when we worry too much about whether something will or won't happen, the worry itself can prevent it from happening. Constipation can certainly be worsened when we want it to happen too badly. We know that the mind intrinsically affects the body and that changing to a more positive mindset can improve the performance of the body. Constipation relief can certainly come about through relaxing and allowing the body to do what it needs, unhindered by a demanding and anxious conscious mind. In addition, stress can inhibit the natural functioning of the bowel. When you relax, blood flows more freely to the bowel area, allowing peristalsis to take place, moving the food more smoothly through your intestine and into your bowel where it can be released. Hypnosis is a wonderful tool for communicating with your unconscious mind and allowing it to oversee the proper functioning of the body. This session will not only encourage a healthier lifestyle, but also directly suggest to your unconscious mind to do all the things it needs to do to get you regular again and allow you to enjoy remaining this healthy day in, day out. So, as you prepare to relax into a comfortable state where your conscious mind can take a rest and the deeper parts of your awareness can really learn, you can just allow those eyes to close, if they haven't already, and take a moment to make a fist with both of your hands and really consciously tighten up those fists and clench the fingers as tight as you can, really feeling the tension build as you do so. And I'd like you to take a deep breath in as you squeeze them tighter still. Just hold that breath and squeeze, and then release. And as you smoothly exhale and unfurl those fingers, just allow that wonderful sense of relief to flow all through that body. That's it. Feeling that tingling sense of comfort in those fingertips.
as those shoulders relax down. And that body begins to feel comfortably heavy. The rhythm of that breathing becoming slower, deeper down into the depths of relaxation, smoothing out the muscles of that face, relaxing the muscles of the back, easing leg muscles down into the toes. A wonderful sigh of comfort. The space around that body, bathed in comfort. No need to consciously watch the space between the thoughts can become comfortably fuzzy and drifting. Images like before you dream can feel very good. Now your unconscious is the part of you that really knows just how that body relaxes all by itself. And when you drift off to sleep at night, that conscious mind can forget all about that breathing, can forget about the beating of the heart, yet you continue to breathe easily and smoothly. You continue to unconsciously beat that heart all through the night. And you can trust, can you not, your unconscious processes to really work for you. And when you go for a walk, you don't have to think about where to put each foot. You learned that as a child. And now you allow it to happen unconsciously. And when you go for a walk in the snow, you leave footprints. And you feel each step compacting the snow beneath your feet, the crunch of ice particles, the quiet all around, and the icy air cools the nostrils as you notice a blanket of snow around you, resting on the trees, lying on distant rooftops, and a place to begin a walk in winter, when the flow of time is frozen in the sparkle of the ice around. And when those arms swing at your sides, as you meander along a path, you can really enjoy this time and how the air against bare hands feel the cold that much more. and you can dig those hands deep into your pockets to keep them warm. As you feel those cheeks flush red against the chill. That's it. And only when you realize you have already begun to go into a transforming state of inner learning and change. Would I like you to notice a small cottage over to your right that looks ever so welcoming? The flicker of a fire through the window. And as the cottage invites you in for a rest, you can walk over to the door, turn the handle, and go inside. And the crackle of the fire, and the smell of burning wood, can draw you from the hallway into the living room, right there, where you can recline in a comfy old armchair by the fire. And as you sit down and do that now, I'd like you to really begin to warm up those hands, to relish stretching out those palms, and feel the wonderful heat of that fire warm up the surface of the skin, and then soak in deeper and deeper. That's it. Gazing into the flames, the dance of orange and red and yellow, the embers around the logs, as you hold out those hands, a deep warmth flowing down the fingertips into the core of those palms. More good, healthy blood eagerly flowing towards and throughout those hands, replenishing them with oxygen, warmth, and life. And that same deep warmth can gently spread into the parts of the body where it's most needed. From those palms, and flowing deep into the stomach and abdomen, deep into the intestines, the colon, a deep warmth, bringing a wonderful healing relief. And your unconscious knows how those hands were once so tense, and how they were able to relax and release, and how they can become hypnotically warm, and more blood can flow to them. And your unconscious knows how any tension in that body can relax and release just when it's appropriate, each and every day. How you can feel a deep healing warmth bringing new life and new flow, increasing blood flow, increasing ease, a deep inner sigh of comfort. And as you sit before that fire, you can imagine closing those eyes once again. And for a moment, catching a glimpse in your mind's eye of the days and weeks ahead, when you can really surprise yourself by how regular you've become again, how inside you feel so much clearer, a flow and a lightness about you, because everything's working so very comfortably and easily, and just as you instinctively get dressed in the morning, just as you instinctively blink and swallow, without even thinking about it, you can instinctively find yourself going to the bathroom at appropriate intervals and enjoying the relief of knowing that old discomfort is just a distant memory, and you can get on and really enjoy your day. And as you imagine opening your inner eyes again and returning to the room with the fire, you can look out through that window and notice how that scene has changed, for the sun has slowly but steadily warmed the land. The snow has melted, and the new life and new warmth of spring has arrived. And as you rise from your chair and thank the cottage for its hospitality, you can leave through the front door, and as you pull it closed behind you, you can feel a new warmth in the air and see the birds way up there, swooping and calling to each other. The green of the lush grass, and that river over there can flow so easily, day after day. Instinctively carrying that melted snow away. The water flowing to the ocean, happily following its course. And that's it. You can begin to stroll back the way you came and feel a new lightness in your step, a pleasant sense of refreshment. And as you do that, you can begin to notice yourself becoming more conscious of your physical body and the urge to awaken in a moment or two. That's it. And as you prepare to come all the way back to waking consciousness,
I'd like you to just turn your awareness to your surroundings. To the position of your body, perhaps. Maybe enjoy a good stretch. As now, or in a moment or two, you open your eyes and come all the way back now, feeling wide awake, refreshed, and welcome back. Good. Now we recommend that you listen to this download every day until you start to notice that old problem easing. Remember, there are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Eat Healthy and Exercise Motivation. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.